Minutes of the meeting to form the proposed Ankh-Morpork Federation of Scouts. August 2007. This is, I think, what used to be called in Victorian times a squib, and it was written for one of the events put on by Bernard Pearson, also known as the cunning artificer, who has his shop in Wincanton, Somerset. To ring the changes, he organised a mock jamboree in the playing fields of that fine town in August 2007. In the chair, Captain Carrot, Ankh-Morpork City Watch. Also present, Josiah Boggis, Thieves Guild, Miss Alice Band, Assassins Guild, Sergeant Detritus, Ankh-Morpork City Watch, Greg Bashful Bashfulson, Dwarf Community Leader, Miss Estressa Partley, Campaign for Equal Heights, Chrysophrase, Silicon Anti-Defamation League, John Smith, Uberwald League of Temperance, Lord Veterinari, purely as an observer. In his opening remarks, Captain Carrot referred to the current problem of delinquency of young people in the city, which has recently been the subject of many articles in the Times. Miss Partley interjected that this was because there was nothing for them to do. Lord Veterinari observed that in fact there was a vast range of things for them to do, running from petty theft to armed gang warfare, and that therefore the question was one of finding something for them to do that, if at all possible, did not actually involve the death of innocent, or presumably innocent, bystanders. Mr. John Smith said that perhaps there could be something involving hats. In his experience, hats had a remarkable stabilising effect. Captain Carrot opined that much of the trouble, even now, was the rivalry between troll and dwarf gangs, although there was some welcome evolution in that now some trolls were joining dwarf gangs and vice versa. Mr. Boggis vouchsafed that some effort should be made to teach newcomers to the city the Ankh-Morpork way of doing things. Lord Veterinari observed that surely the problem was they had gleefully picked up the Ankh-Morpork way of doing things and were doing these things very enthusiastically. Captain Carrot told the meeting that Sergeant Detritus had put forward an idea based on the ancient troll tradition Haruga, which roughly translated as scouts. These were young male trolls who acted as trackers and lookout men for older warriors. It was, he said, a morale-building opportunity, and he had wondered if it could be adapted to this problem. Mr. Boggis said that this very much sounded like the street urchins who worked for his guild and was a promising idea. Captain Carrot said the object of the exercise should be to give young people of all shapes and sizes an opportunity to meet together in the absence of heavy weaponry. Lord Veterinari observed that then what did he propose that they do? Chrysophrase said that he was a scout when he was nothing more than a little lad, and it made a troll of him. As he recalled, they spent their time learning tracking and tying knots. Mr. Boggis asked what it was the trolls tracked. Chrysophrase vouchsafed that they tracked dwarfs. Mr. Boggis then inquired what they tied knots in. Chrysophrase said, dwarfs. Lord Veterinari observed that this was probably a good start, but could do with some tweaking of the fine detail. Certainly some activities for some small symbolic rewards might give young people more of a sense of achievement than is engendered by jumping up and down on somebody else's head. Miss Band pointed out that young assassins, by the very fact of their job description, did occasionally have to indulge in activities not far removed from that very thing. Lord Veterinari observed that they will not be allowed to do this while in the scout hut. Greg Bashfulson commented it would be very useful if the organisation could promote some moral values to its members, or at the very least explain to them what these were. It would be nice if the young people could be clean in thought, word and deed. Sergeant Detritus said that this had been an important part of the troll scouts in order to stop them playing with their clubs all day. Miss Partley said the social background of many of the potential members makes it very difficult for some of them to be clean. Lord Veterinari observed that this was fine, just so long as they weren't killing people. Personally, he would be happy to accept cleanliness indeed. They could say and think whatever they wanted. He was prepared to put the backing of the city behind this proposal and looked forward to seeing improvement in the behaviour of young males of all species. Miss Partley asked, what about the girls? Sergeant Detritus said that girls were strictly not allowed on account of causing a lack of cleanliness in thought, word and deed. Greg Bashfulson pointed out that many modern female dwarfs would wish to be recognised as girls. Captain Carrot said there was no reason, shortly, why a similar organisation could not be set up for young women. Obviously, given the nature of the dwarf approach to apparent sexual orientation, any dwarf could join either the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, but not keep changing from one to the other. He was certain that people from the guilds and other responsible citizens would be happy to donate their time in setting these young people on the proper path. He would be prepared, along with Sergeant Angua, to teach woodcraft and wilderness survival. Mr. Boggis said that surviving in a wilderness was a piece of cake compared to 5 minutes in an alleyway in Ankh-Morpork, so he, for his part, would see that young people could also learn how to get down to the shops with all their teeth intact. At this point, there was considerable discussion among the committee about activities that could be arranged, and it was agreed to hold, during the summer, an open-air meeting to launch the Ankh-Morpork Scouting and possibly Urban Survival Federation.